The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, you have seen that the identity of the artist Banksy has been unveiled by a Reuters investigation. But was it the right thing to do? I'm joined now by the director of Gormley's Gallery, Gerard Gormley. Good morning, Gerard.
Hello, how are you?
I suppose it's a surprise that it has taken this long. Did you feel it was inevitable?
Yeah, look, absolutely. It was something that was always going to happen. It's probably not his first unveiling. There's been a few sort of different studies and a few different investigations into his identity. This is probably the most thorough one that has given a definitive answer as to who it is.
Mm-hmm. Robin Gunningham is the man's name. We believe that that is Banksy. One of my colleagues here said that it's sort of like Spider-Man. You feel that you would like to know who's under the mask, but then when you do know, you'd prefer it was back the way it was before you had that information.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think it's added to a bit of a mystery of who it is, and people do like that bit of mystery, and there has been that challenge of trying to find out exactly who it is. You go back almost 20 years ago and the Daily Mail did a bit of investigation, and it basically came to the same conclusion that Reuters had obviously came to. So it has been an ongoing process throughout sort of history to see who he is.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that this unveiling will impact the value of his work?
It's likely to have an effect. Throughout the sort of last 20 years, every time there's been a big news cycle that Banksy's featured on, his prices have gradually sort of increased off the back of it. When you go back to events like where the item shredded at the auction, we've seen a huge amount of interest, and that led to an increase in price. Even though he's been outed a number of times before, this is likely to increase the press, increase the mystique to a degree around him. I think it probably will have an effect on the price and probably likely to be an upwards trajectory.
Might it impact his ability to work, although he has managed to get away with that up to this point. But there is a chance, do you agree, that he'll be watched now because people know exactly who he is?
He will. I think that will be the biggest problem. One of the reasons he's wanted to remain so secretive is because of those court cases and things like that he could have faced. Obviously, street art isn't always appreciated. So, look, I think that well could be an issue. Now that they know where to try and target and find him. Interestingly enough, one of the ways that they did find him was a case come back probably 25 years ago. We had signed his real name after he was arrested in America. And that's how the current investigators were able to pinpoint him a bit better.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gerard, you feel that the value of his work will continue, but he may be impacted in going about that work. But we know he is extremely sensitive to his identity being revealed because he changed his name legally to avoid this happening in the past.
Yes. Yeah, so he changed his name to Dave Jones. He picked that because it was one of the most common names in the UK. Look, I think realistically, if he goes to do any more works on walls, people aren't necessarily going to complain. The value of that wall is going to go through the roof. When you're at that superstar level, generally speaking, people will be supportive. So I don't see that necessarily being a problem. He could face prosecution if whoever owns the building takes a case, but it's probably unlikely that that would happen.
Mm-hmm. You'd be likely to see the value in it rather than the need for prosecution, but you never know. You can never tell.
If he wants to spray paint something on one of my walls, I'd be more than happy for him to do it.
Not if I get there first, Gerard. Thanks so much for being with us, Gerard Gormley there from Gormley Gallery.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.